Workout Wednesday brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca and they'll come up with a program that works for you. Plakas joins us once again. Plakas, how are you doing?
Gregor, doing great. Thanks, man.
Today, I want to discuss some interesting things about joint position and postural position, proper ones, so you can avoid injuries in the weight room. And obviously, like any foundation, we got to start at the base. So, is there anything for your feet, even, that's maybe a common mistake people make?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So at the feet, you have to look at what we call supination and pronation. So if you have your excessively pronate, where you're flattening your arches out, or you're excessively supinating, which means you're rolling over on your arches, you need to be careful with that because, yeah, really what's happening when you're playing any kind of sport or doing any kind of activity on your feet, you've got ground reaction force. So you're basically pressing with your feet into the ground, and that there's a force that's being reacted against your body where you can explode and do movement. So if your feet are flattened out or they're rolled out, you're not going to get a nice even distribution of force. You're going to put some stress into the inside medially or laterally on the foot. So you got to be careful with that. So try to keep a nice little arch in your foot when your feet are in contact with the ground, doing whatever movement, especially when you're doing like squats, that kind of thing.
And a big one, and the ankles, obviously, that's kind of the same thing. Avoid the collapse arches and stuff like that. When you move up to the knee, Paul, and I think for a lot of people, anytime they do a sort of squat, their knees naturally come in, and they almost have their feet come off the ground. That pronates too much. It's kind of connected.
Yeah, it's all connected, exactly. So, the big thing with that, when you're squatting or doing lunging at the feet, the main thing is you don't want to be pigeon-toed. That's, like, the worst thing you can do. So if you are basically have your toes pointing inside your knee and your knee's going on the outside of your toes, you're just asking for some kind of issue with your anterior cruciate, with the ligaments around on the outside of your knee, your meniscus. So you want to really have your kneecap lined up over your second toe, especially when you're doing very good aggressive weights or ballistic jumping type movements. You want to avoid excessive knee inside the toes or excessive knee outside the toe. You want it tracking right over that second toe. So yeah, watching out for the pigeon toes. If you rotate your ankle outward, that's not as bad. You can go up to about 30 degrees outward and still get really good power, but you don't want to go beyond 30 degrees pointing out. But pointing in is the worst thing you can do. So watch for that when you're in the mirror, when you're checking your technique out.
What about your hips?
Yeah, a couple things at the hips. One thing at the hips you want to watch for is excessive anterior or posterior tilting. So if you put your hands on the top of your hip bone, if your hip bone rolls forward, that's called an anterior pelvic tilt. If it rolls backwards, it's a posterior tilt. So if it rolls forward, what happens is it puts your back in a really aggressive arching position. And if it does a posterior tilt, what happens is it flattens your back. So you don't want to have a completely flat back, and you don't want to have a completely arched back, especially when you do, again, deadlifting, squatting with big loads, that kind of stuff, any kind of aggressive jumping type movements as well. So one of the things you can check out for to make sure if your posture is good, put your back, head, and heels against the wall. And then what you want to do is you want to slide your hand between just above your hips and in your lower back area. If you can slide your hand with your feet and butt and head touching the wall, if you can slide your hand through there very easily, then you're probably arching too much. What you'd want to do is a posterior tilt, flatten your back out, and that would be where your hand just kind of gets through that opening, that space snugly. And that's sort of the position you want to have your spine in when doing all those movements. Sort of gives you like a cue.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Now, Paul, lower back has to be, to me, the one that's the most important because there's so many people that end up with back issues. And I know it's not always directed to the back. Sometimes it's tight hamstrings that leads to it. But what are the obvious things to avoid positionally in your back?
Yeah, so in that back, you want to have just a natural little curve to your back. And it can vary from person to person. So that hand sliding through the back is sort of the key there. If you can get it through there snugly through the, against the wall, then that's about right. And you want to brace your abdominals like somebody's about to punch you in the stomach. So if you brace them and cinch them while you're doing heavy loaded movements, then you're going to give good support in your spinal area from the they call it the transverse abdominal muscles in the front, with your diaphragm contracting as well, with your pelvic floor cinched up. If you get everything nice and cinched and tight there, you're going to have good stability, and then you can, you know, lift heavier loads, less injury, have more explosive work through your legs and your arms, that kind of thing.
Paul Blackus from Custom Fit joins us now. As we move upwards, you know, some people might think, my shoulders can't really be in a bad position. But, you know, I'm assuming shoulder injuries are the most common one, you know.
Yeah, it's very common.
For people, absolutely. And, you know, and a lot of times, anytime you get the weight farther away from your body, that's where you can have even more injuries, especially in your shoulders. So what do you have to watch for?
Yeah, a couple things for to cue there. So if you're a person who does a lot of bench pressing and shoulder work, one of the things you want to watch for is if you have excessive internal rotation. So that basically means just stand in front of a mirror in your natural position. If you can see all your knuckles in the mirror in your natural position, that's not good. That means you've rotated inwards in your shoulder, and so you're very tight in your rotator cuff muscles. So what you'd want to be is, if you're standing naturally, is just to have your hands right beside your body so that your thumb and the index fingers kind of pointed mirror, not your entire knuckles. So one of the things you'd want to watch out for, again, is excessive benching. Try to do some good stretching, a wall stretch for your pecs. If you have a desk job or you drive a lot, you might also be tight through there as well. So stretch that area out, and don't forget about the back part. So doing a lot of rear delt flies, cobra work, some upper back work where you're trying to rotate the shoulders back to a more natural position. So don't forget about the backside, especially if you're doing bench pressing excessively. Other things you want to watch out for is behind the neck presses and behind the neck lat pull downs. If you've got very tight shoulders, it's going to be very hard for you to rotate your shoulders back to get that weight behind you. So you got to be careful. You could be putting a little bit more wear and tear on the shoulders that way. So stretching mobility and working the posterior part of your body is key for that.
And then the last one, the neck.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the neck. So a lot of times when you lift weights, especially when it gets heavy or you're getting a little bit tired, you start jutting your head forward. So your chin and your head jut forward in front of your clavicle area. So the upper bone and your upper, just below your neck area. So when you do push-ups, I see that quite a bit. A lot of times when guys get tired, instead of bending at the shoulder joint, what they do is they stick their neck out forward like a turtle, trying to get their chin and their nose to the floor. That lengthens the back of the back part of your neck muscles and tightens up the front and contributes to poor posture. So what you'd want to watch out for is watch your neck protruding forward and just keeping it in a natural alignment with the rest of your body and your spine.
Black is good stuff, my man. What about your head? What about for guys like you and Brownlee who just have a really big head? Is there anything you can do to work that?
Yeah, we have our own gravitational pull there. But you know what that means? You know, we have like a massive cranium, a lot of brains in there to hold into. So that's why I provide all this great knowledge. So all this has to leak out so my brain can get a little bit smaller.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily sure that it means you have more of a brain, but you keep telling yourself that.
That's what I tell myself.